Good evening. You're listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And every Sunday night from 8 to 10, we bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. So we hope you'll stick around. We'll have a little break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes, and we'll be back with the second hour. Now we're going to be, our highlight artist tonight is pianist George Shearing. He was, came over from England in the early 40s. He's a blind pianist, just a brilliant blind pianist. And he scuffled in United States for a period of time till he was recognized and played a lot of gigs around New York. And then in the late 40s, he hit it pretty big. It was one of the more popular quintets on the jazz scene for many, many years. And Mosaic Records put together a compilation of all of George Shearing's live recordings at various venues over a period of time, recorded on Capitol Records. So we're going to survey some of George's work with his quintet, sometimes adding a sixth man on Congo. So we're going to open up with the composition written by Randy Weston, a great piano player, called Little Niles. And I won't name all the personnel, but there is Toots Seelman, who plays guitar and harmonica, Al McKibben on bass, and we may hear Armando Peraza on Congo on this. This is Little Niles.
Next, we'd like to play a waltz. But don't be too scared, because we hope that this waltz is going to swing. It's a composition written by a very talented pianist and composer, Randy Weston, who might be considered as a sort of civilized Thelonious Monk. Randy calls this thing Little Niles. Thank you.
See a George Shearing Quintet live at the Claremont College in Claremont, California in March of 1958. Of course, that was George Shearing on piano, Armando Perazzo on conga, and some fine work there by Toots Thielemann on guitar and Al McKibben on bass. So what's up next, Al?
Well, first off, we'll hear from a group led by clarinetist Buddy DeFranco. It's from an Arbor CD entitled Cooking the Books. And in addition to Buddy on clarinet, we'll hear from essentially the John Pizzarelli trio with John on guitar, Martin Pizzarelli on bass, Ray Kennedy on piano, and they threw in Butch Miles on the drums. And they're going to do the classic Herb Magnuson, Ellie Rubel tune entitled Gone with the Wind. Thank you. Gone with the Wind, featuring Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, John Pizzarelli on guitar, Martin Pizzarelli on bass, Ray Kennedy on piano, and Butch Miles on drums. That was from an Arbor CD released in 2003 entitled Cooking the Books.
I'm going to continue to highlight the live Capitol recordings of the George Shearing Quintet over a period of time that were all collected on a 5-CD set by Mosaic Records. So all fine, good, straight-ahead swinging jazz. And I think you're going to enjoy a lot of this work. Now we're going to do next, we're going to do a tune that was actually made most famous by the Jerry Mulligan Quartet on Pacific Jazz in the early 50s. This is George Shearing's version of that particular composition written by Bernie Miller. And this is live at the club in the Crescendo in L.A., California, in March of 58. And the personnel is pretty much the same as on the previous track. We've got Shearing, of course, on piano, Toots Thielemann on guitar and harmonica, Al McKibben on bass, and on some tracks we have Armando Peraza, a great Congo man. I'm not sure if he's on this track, but if you hear the Congos, that's him. Let's listen to Bernie's tune. was the George Shearing Quintet live at the Crescendo. It was a jazz club in L.A. in March of 1958. And that was Bernie's tune. And we had some fine piano work there by the leader, George Shearing, Al McKibben on bass, and Toots Seelman on guitar. So what's next on the playlist, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from the Modern Jazz Quartet in a tribute to Duke Ellington. This is from an East-West Records CD entitled The Modern Jazz Quartet for Ellington. And, of course, it features John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. And they're going to do Ellington's classic, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Thank you. And that was a modern jazz quartet featuring their version of Duke's classic It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. You heard John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. And that was from an East West Records CD released in 1988 out of France called MJQ for Ellington.
We're going to continue to do the live recordings of the George Shearing Quintet on Capitol Records. And this particular track is a Gershwin tune, Love Walked In. It was recorded live at the Santa Monica Auditorium in Santa Monica, California, in February of 1963. And here we had, of course, George Shearing on piano. Now, moving into the group, is at that one time a young, brilliant vibist, and he had a great career, Gary Burton on vibes. Vernell Fournier on drums, who worked for a long time with in the Chicagoland area. And we may have Armando Peraza on conga. I'm not sure if he's on this track. But anyway, this is Gershwin's Love Walked In.
Here's another one of our lunch songs, with the trio this time. Lunch Walked Right In. No, here's the actual title of this tune. Love Walked Right In and Scared the Shadows Away. Thank you.
to Judge Sherry on piano live from the Santa Monica Auditorium, Santa Monica, California, February 1963. And although we featured mostly the quintet tracks of George Shearing, that was just a trio, piano, bass, and drums, with Gershwin's Love Walk therein. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Next we'll hear from a group led by Bobby Timmons. It's from a Riverside LP entitled Soul Time. Features Bobby on piano, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. And they're going to do a Ray Noble tune entitled The Touch of Your Lips. That was The Touch of Your Lips, featuring Bobby Timmons on piano, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. That was from a Riverside LP released in 1960 entitled Soul Time. Next we'll hear from a big band led by Buddy Rich. This is from a compilation of Buddy's work released on the World Pacific label in 1969 entitled The Best of Buddy Rich. This particular number features a 15-piece group. The only solo you'll hear is Jay Corey on tenor sax, and they're going to do the Cole Porter tune, Love for Sale. That was Love for Sale, featuring a big band led by Buddy Rich, and that was from an anthology of Buddy's work released on the World Pacific label in 1969 and entitled The Best of Buddy Rich.
Been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM for a better part of the last hour. We're going to take a little break for the news at the top of the hour. It's only about 5 minutes, and we'll be back with approximately 1 hour more of fine modern mainstream jazz, so please stick around. We're going to continue to do the recorded work that was recorded on Capitol Records of the live recordings of the George Shearing Quintet. And this is a track where they were live at the Black Hawk, which is a famous jazz club in San Francisco, in July of 1963. Besides George on piano, we believe we've got Burton on vibes, Gary Burton on vibes. And this is a George Shearing composition. Let's listen to Bop, Look and Listen.